Hello and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited because this is going to be a week where everything shifts for you. You're getting ready to come into the fifth month of the Hebrew calendar year from Tishri, which is the month of Shabbat. This month is a very, very special month. It is a month where we understand that the Lord begins to strike the earth. See, Shavat means strike, and it's actually strike after the heavy rains that come in Jerusalem during this time. So it's cold and dark still in Israel, and so the word Shavat means to strike. You'll find this word in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, when the prophet Zechariah is speaking about the vision that he has regarding the angels. And the angel that he had a vision of and began to converse with. This is a month where we have passed through first fruits and come now into a period of time where God is going to begin to push and press the vision after our promotion. So the month of January, or the month of Tevet, which we are just coming out of now, is a month in which we have practiced the principle of first fruits. You should have been praying, fasting, and giving during this month. If you haven't yet given your first fruit offering, I want to encourage you to do that. I hope you've been watching some of the videos that I have been posting about first fruits and how first fruit is the whole of something. It is not your tithe. It is the foundation that is a holy and devoted thing that speaks of the promise to come. And when you sow a first fruit offering, you're speaking a message into the earth. You're sowing a seed with your giving that is saying, I want all of my giving after this month to be sanctified and holy before the Lord. And you know, as I've taught you before, you don't want to touch the holy and devoted thing, but you need to be listening to what God is telling you to do. And so he's going to be speaking to you. And he does that because the sheep know his voice. He is the great shepherd. And also because man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. So consider again giving your first fruit offering to the ministry that God speaks to you to sow it into. And that then will become the foundation, the holy and devoted thing of the promise to come. So it's a very, very special time because we've been praying, fasting, and sowing. God has been taking you through a process of consecration because you're stepping into promotion. Just as Esther stepped into promotion this month, it was the month in which she came to the house of Xerxes and she began to start her year-long process of purification before she took position as the royal queen. And so it is a time where God purifies us, consecrates us, and sanctifies us because we're getting ready to step into our promise. That's why when we sow, we're sowing for the promise to come. And when we sow, we're sowing in faith, right? When we're giving in faith. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, "Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The measure you use shall be measured to you." Now, that word use is like a measuring stick, which means it can go as far as you believe it to go. So it's based on your belief. And it's not necessarily just foundational to giving of finances. It means giving of yourself. It means giving of your time, talent, treasure, your testimony. So give and it shall be given unto you, returned unto you in the process of pressing down, like if you're pressing down sand, pressing down, shaking it together in a jar till it overflows that much. The measure that you give out of your faith to give, or of your resources to give, your talent, your treasure, your testimony, whatever it is, whatever you're giving out, that is going to be measured back to you. Okay. Now we give out not of being an empty vessel, not of the earth realms. We give from the heavenly realms. So what's your faith like? Because you're only going to give based on your faith levels. How much do you believe that you have? If you believe you have much, you're going to give much. If you believe you have little, you're going to give little. This is a time to break off, those strongholds of the mind and begin to step into what is the true riches that you have? Where is your heart? Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Your treasure is what's located in the heavenly realms, designated for you in the fullness, in the prosperity of the kingdom of heaven, nothing missing and nothing broken. So it's in a special place of faith. It exists in the ascension realm. So you have to shift your thinking to the realms of the ascension. How much do you have there? Come on, let me challenge you. How much do you have in those realms? What does it look like? You need to write it down. You need to think about it. What is it that you see there? What is it that you believe? All right, I'm challenging somebody's belief right now, because if what you have is only what's in your wallet, well, then you have a limited perspective, because the true wealth and riches exists in the belief. So the measure you use of believing will be measured unto you, okay? So it's like a measuring stick, okay? It lengthens itself. And so this is a month where you've stepped into promotion. You have prayed, you've fasted, you've given. You've consecrated and set yourself apart. Now it's time to step into the blessings of the Lord. As you step in, you're going to strike the land. What that means is with every step you take, you are speaking to the land about what you believe. Come on, somebody help me in this place. See, that's what we find out in Zechariah chapter 1 from the visions, is that God loved Israel and he was going to do everything he could to protect it. And so we find in Zechariah chapter 1 that there's engagement with angels, that there's a vision where God says, I need you to return to me. I need you to care for Israel during this time. Israel is the apple of my eye. Listen, I'm talking to some people right now. The fact of the matter is God's chosen is Israel, right? And so God wants to bless Israel. And so we need to be in a proper position of praying for Israel. You need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But we, as the sons and daughters of the king, are called to strike the land in the month of Shavuot. It means we're called with every step that we take to declare and decree that we now possess the promised land. So we're going to strike it with our feet. We're going to strike it with our faith. The measure that we believe in obtaining the promised land shall be measured unto us. Come on, somebody help me right now. What is the vision that God has given you? From that vision, things are going to stretch. They're going to expand. They're going to grow. An adventure is going to come. And from your belief system, God is going to return unto you that which you have believed for. Now, belief takes action. Faith without works is dead. So what is it that you are believing to be true, and what steps are you putting into place to carry this vision out? Shavuot, or that the month of Shavuot, is that month in which we began to strike the land and we began to take some necessary steps. Now, huge things happened here during this month of first fruits, during this month of Tevet. We got a new president in office, and so he's taken proper position. That has held a lot of demonic forces at bay. It is time to go in and take the land. It's time to take the land governmentally. It's time to take the land in education, in media, in all the different mountains, the business mountain, the economic mountain, you know, all of these kinds of mountains that there are. It's time for you to step into that place and know that you can take the high places, because God intends to strike the land during this next month coming up, this month of February on the Gregorian calendar, or Shavuot on the Hebrew calendar. So God has positioned you. Now it's time to step into purpose and destiny as a sanctified individual and consecrated unto the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited right now, because this means that God is positioning me to possess. He's positioning you to possess the land of the promise. If you've been praying, fasting, and giving, you should be strengthened to begin to step into what it is that God has for you. Remember, you don't touch the holy and devoted thing. You give it 100% over to him, and then he begins to cause the run. He begins to cause that things start moving and things start advancing. And so it's very interesting, because when we read in Zechariah chapter 1, it's where we find that there is correspondence between the angels you know, the angels are there, they're evident, and the prophet and the angel of the Lord. And, you know, God wants his people to return to him. And he begins to speak this in Zechariah chapter 1. And he begins to say, listen, he says, this is the time. He says, this is the time that he's like, I am sending these angels to patrol the earth. So listen, there's angels being released right now, angels of protection, angels that are assigned to you to carry out the plan, purpose, and destiny that you have. So Shavuot is huge for angels. So, and that would be right because you just got promoted. You're getting ready to put one foot in front of the other and strike the land, getting ready to trot on it. You need some new angels to go with you in that regard. So God's, this is what God says to Zechariah and to the angel. He says, listen, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion. I am very angry with nations who are carefree. For while I was only a little angry, they furthered the disaster. In other words, nations that didn't get involved in helping to save Israel, God was not pleased with. Therefore, the Lord says, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built in it, declares the Lord of armies, and a measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem. Whoa. Sounds a little like the measure you use shall be measured unto you. See, God was planning and plotting the area that he was going to take over in Jerusalem. He says, this is what the Lord of armies says. My cities will overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. Okay, so God's speaking to us about Zion and about prosperity. He's saying, listen, it is time for us to live in these prosperous realms, these ascension realms, nothing missing and nothing broken. And I'm going to draw a measuring stick. I'm going to make a measurement, okay? And that measurement is going to be based on the measure you use is measured unto you. So it is true. He drew lines around Jerusalem, this being spoken in Zechariah, but God is drawing lines around you. He has taken your tent pegs. He is expanding them. And he is saying, listen, this is my land. This is my territory. I want to use my son or daughter in it to possess that land. And I am jealous for that land. I'm jealous for that partnership. And I want to see prosperity, nothing missing, nothing broken. Tov, which means good. I want to see my goodness being made manifest in that land. So come on, this is good news for you today. God wants to see his goodness made manifest in your land. He wants to see you strike it out with a plan and a pattern. Begin to put the vision into play. Begin to write it down and make it plain in like Habakkuk chapter 2. God is releasing you into purpose and destiny here in this month of Shavuot. So Shavuot means strike the land, and you're about to strike it with your faith. You're about to draw a measuring line. You're about to get to that place of measuring all of the treasure that you have in heaven and begin to operate in faith off of that. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited already because limited resources in the earth do not change the limitless that you have in heaven. It's limitless in heaven, and you have all the resources that you need there. And so God needs you to put on your eyes of faith and to step into that realm. Remember when Jesus did miracles, like the advancement of the five loaves and the two fish for the multiplication, he did what? He had to look up. You got to recover your sight. You got to begin to see from the heavenly spaces and places. And specifically here in Zechariah with these angels patrolling the earth, they're patrolling the earth and God is saying, listen, nations are mine and I have my hand on the nation of Israel. And he's saying, I have my hand on you. He's saying, I have my hand on the vision that I've called you to. I have my hand on you that I've promoted. I have my hand on you that is sanctified, consecrated, and set apart. So God is getting ready to use you in a mighty way. Watch, things are going to start to accelerate rather rapidly. You're going to start to get invitations. It's going to be a great acceleration. Why? Because you pass through this month of first fruits. We're coming up on the last couple of days of the month of January, and we're getting ready to roll over into the first couple of days of Shavuot. And so this is a powerful time. Now listen, I want to pray for you right now. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friend, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that you're releasing gold and silver from heaven. You're releasing the vats of grain, wine, and oil, Lord. Those vats are opening. Those treasures are coming from heaven to earth as we believe, as we set our measuring line and our stick in our faith. Come on, the measure you use in your faith is measured to you. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to increase my friend's faith right now in the name of Yeshua. You're going to increase their faith to give based on what's in heaven for them. Come on, could somebody see what's in heaven for you? Every need is met. There's no buying and selling. It's the culture of heaven. God is properly positioning you in this time and season. You want to get out of financial debt. You want to begin to start moving fast into the plan of purpose that God has for you. Faith is the key. It's the currency of the kingdom. What do you believe you have? Not what you don't have, but what you have. Stop looking at what you don't have and start looking at what God says you have. And listen, if you're saying, Candace, I don't know what I have. I can't believe what I have. Listen, read Joel chapter 2. Read Hosea chapter 2. Read about the vats in heaven. Read about those that are repentant and those that remain in God have been given the gifts and the blessings. If you obey God and you obey his commandments, you will be blessed. You will have all the blessings of the kingdom. You will have everything you need. God will provide all things for you. All you have to do is hear his voice. Come on, that's all you got to do. You got to open yourself up to hearing him and believing in him. And you got to believe in his goodness. Come on, you cannot believe that God is stingy. He's holding something back. He's not happy with you. He's placed guilt on you. You need to be ashamed and full of fear. You know, you made some mistakes, that you're rejected, that you're, you know, that you're bound up. Come on, we got to release you from all of those things. Because if that's what your viewpoint is, you're going to see that God thinks about you that way. You're going to blame God for something that you haven't gotten over. So come on, I just want to speak life into you right now in the mighty name of Jesus and say, snap out of it. You need to properly position yourself to live in the victory that Christ has given us through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. We are properly now positioned in the heavenly realms. The Apostle Paul knew this. He knew this is why he didn't worry. This is why he speaks about being a cheerful giver. He wasn't concerned about the law of the tithe, all right? Listen, 10% is your minimum. You should be responding from having a heart of giving, a culture of giving. This is what God wants for his people. Come on, I want to encourage you right now. Listen, we're going to break off that fear, that anxiety, that depression. We're going to break it off now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you for my friend. We're stepping into this month of Shavuot. I thank you, Father, you've given them everything necessary to strike the land. Everywhere your foot treads, you're going to take it. The kingdom is going to be made manifest. And God, I thank you right now, Father, that you're going to shower down blessings from heaven as you properly position them to take their seats in the heavenly realms first in the mighty name of Jesus. There's blessings that come from that right now. Hallelujah. All right, listen, I want to invite you here. We're coming into the second month of the year, or the fifth month of Shavuot on the Hebrew calendar. And I want to encourage you to join us for our biblical life coaching classes. And we have plenty that's going on right now. All you got to do is go to dreammentors.org and get yourself, go in there and find out and get hooked up with a Christian coach so we can get you certified. We can teach you everything that you want to know, how to be a good discipler and how you can disciple others. This is essential materials for you to have. Also, maybe this is going to help position you for kingdom business. I mean, this is good enough to help position you so that you can have increase financially as a result of becoming a Dream Mentors Biblical Life Coach with us. And so get signed up for those classes at dreammentors.org. I also want to invite you to get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Listen, if you don't already have a copy of this, see, this will help you know what Shavuot is all about. I list all the scriptures. I list the stars in the sky. What's a constellation? What's a gemstone in Aaron's breastplate for this month of Shavuot? What are all of the fasts and feasts and holidays that are on the Gregorian calendar, the Christian calendar, as well as the Hebrew calendar? Come on, you don't want to miss this. You can just click the link below. You can go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com, and we're going to send you out. There's 365 prophetic revelations. Every day you can walk with me through the Hebrew calendar. It's a great time, an exciting time. And then I want you to join me for my Ascension classes. My Ascension classes, The next one's February 24th at 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern. These classes are free. Come on. We used to charge for them. We don't charge for them anymore. We just want to get to know you. It's our Glory Road community. I'd love for you to be a part of that, but you got to click that link below so that you can sign up so we can send you the Zoom link. All right. This is a private meetings. They're a wonderful time to spend with me. We do two in one day. The next one's February 24th and March will be a different date, 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. I have people all over the world that join in, leaders all over the world, and I want you to come and to be a part. It'll be a great way for you to network with others. It's an apostolic network, Dream Mentors is. We have people who are graduating out of our schools, out of our School of the Supernatural. They're taking our classes. So much is going on. But the Ascend 2025 class is the one where you get to spend time with me. You get to learn directly from me. And then taking the other courses are going to help fine-tune you for the blessings that God has for you, how he wants to use you in the kingdom. All right, I'm getting excited right now. It's time to get started. We need to start accelerating. We need to start moving. We need to start striking the land with the resources that God has given us. Listen, I want you to give me a high five right now. God wants to use you in a mighty way. He wants to advance your spiritual giftings. Come on, I see signs, miracles, and wonders. The miraculous is going to come through you. Your faith is going to increase so much. You're going to step into a realm of receiving and giving supernatural provision in every area, not just financially, but watch the supers of your spiritual gifts come alive, the super of your personality, the super of your testimony, your talent, your treasure, all of that is going to go super, 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 super. It's going to be like supersized, right? I mean, instead of getting the small fry, you're going to get the super fry. This is the way to go. And so I'm super excited about where God is taking us here in 2025, the year of Jubilee. And there's so many fives. It's a year to walk in his grace and rest as you strike the land. Let's come in. Let's stand. Let's press on. We got a new president of the United States of America. Things are changing in the nations. And it's time for us to march forward. We are kingdom dwellers, sons and daughters of the King, and he's given us everything we need to make the kingdom manifest in the earth. All right, be blessed. You're blessed and highly favored, and I will see you next week right here on the Weekly Word.